Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rav Eliyahu ben Harav Nota Getzel, Rochel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chai Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Rabbi Isai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyam HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is getting closer. We are happy to announce to our dear listeners that many of the Magidei Shir will be coming in from all locations, including flying in from Eretz Yisrael. The Siyam will be a chance for you to greet them and express your Hakaras HaTov. To register for the Siyam HaShas and place a journal ad in their honor or in honor of the guest of honor, Rabbi Aaron Sorsher, or Mr. David Gerwitz, accepting the Hachzokas HaTorah Award, please visit shasilluminated.org/Siyam. That is shasilluminated.org/Siyam. Or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427.
Nida Dav Dalit. Gemara has a few lashonos here in the Machlokes Chizki and Rav Yochanan. First of all, we saw in the Gemara and Beis, Chalikas was by Eilo Shulayim Aviyesh Lo Ignayim. Gemara here brings three other Roshaynas in the Machlokes. Either they're talking about a Kupa Beduka, and Shammai and Hillel agree by a Kupa She'ena Beduka, or they're talking about a Kupa Mechusa, and Shammai and Hillel are talking about a Kupa Eina Mechusa, or Shammai and Hillel were talking about Zavis Kupa, and Rabbi Yochanan and Chizki are talking about Zavis Bayis. And the Nidan is of Machzikin Tumma Mimakim Mimakim. These are the last three Lashaynas out of four in the Machlokes Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan. So the Ramban tells the Yesod in the Sol Sugya that in all the Lashaynas we're talking about a Kupa ain't a Beduka. Because if it's a Beduka, says Ramban, it has a Cheskas, Baduka Cheskas Taira, there's no Svar for Rabbi Yochanan to be Machmir. That is the opinion of the Ramban. However, the Chiddush HaRoah, who's a Talmud of the Ramban, also goes like his Rebbe the Ramban, and he says this, but he's Medayik in Rashi, that Rashi argues. So it's Mefurish in Rashi by Yasser, Rashi argues in the Lashon of Mechuse. Rashi says that Mechuse is referring to a Kupa Beduka, and yet besides the Beduka, you also need a Kisui. L'kuliyam, even Lefi Chizkiya, we need a Kisui Lefi this Lashon. And Fir Yechanan, even a Beduka, and even a Kisui, are not going to be good enough. That's Mavur in Rashi in the Lashon of Mechuse. He brings Rashi also in the last Lashon, which we shouldn't call the Maskana. Machlokes is about Zavis Kupa. Sorry, Zavis Bayis. Machlokes is about Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiya. Even in this case, Rashi is also, it's also referring to there was a Bedika. And the Ramban and the Ra are not happy with such a thing. If there was a Bedika, so there's no Tzad to be Metame. Alamai, they learn also here, there was no Bedika. That's why Lamai said the Rabbi Yochanan is at the Mitami. So in the Chami Lamai said there was one time in the Gemara before Rabbi Yochanan the Mitami even with the Bedika. The Ramban Kinir holds that as a Tzad Mechudish. And the Lacha we hold that about when there's a Bedika at Tzara. So therefore the Ramban is Maim indicate all the other cases that there was no Bedika. But we now come to the last lesson in the Gemara. The Gemara says that the Machlokes is by the Zavis and Zavis in the same bias. Chizki holds that in Machzikin took me Makom and Makom. Yechon holds the Machzikin. So at least make a suffix. Then the Gemara asks, on Rabbi Yechonon, how could you say Machzikin? I mean, the Brisa we have the din. Mishnah, sorry, we have the din of Nagabachar Balaila. Kita Chacham Mitztame. Because Kol Atumas Kishas Mitziyosan. So just say we see that Kishas Mitziyasan, we also should say Kimokar Mitziyasan. And one answer is no. And we say Shas Mitziyasan entirely, but Mokar Mitziyasan is at least a suffix. That's the lazy opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. And when it's Shalom Mokar Mitziyasan, it's a suffix. So numerous points here to Mevar about this Indian, called Tumas Kishas Mitziyasan, called Tumas Kimokar Mitziyasan. So we first start with the din of Kishas Mitziyasan. So Mar brings here from this mission in Tyrus. The Nagar Becha Balaila. That it's Tomei. Even in the Rosh Hashanah, he's Tomei. We've warned the Brisa that even in the Rosh Hashanah, it's still Tomei Lefi Dechachomim. If you're a mayor, it's Tomei. So Tesis says, Tesis, Bayos and Sugya, if you're more marik about this on Daf Beis, also in Erevin, Laman Heim, and Beis, and in Ksubis, I involve Manalif. says that this klal, klal tumas kishas mitziyasan, is only din derabanan, and it's a chumra by truma and kachim. That just like we're machmir by an isha, to say that she's tamil mafreya for truma and kachim, also by naga becha balayla, in the morning you see that he's dead. Also in this case, it's a chumra for truma and kachim. How do sages know this? Sages has a kasha. Maishna isha, nayonida, minaga becha balayla. How come in our Mishnah, she's tar legabi chulin, and even legabi kachim, it's only a maila, and fi yishana, even by kachim, she's tar. Maishna minaga becha balayla. It's the exact same case. We have a time that we don't know. In the end, we find there's tumah. He should find that she's tmeya. You find that the person that you touched is now dead. And we don't know at the time that she was Isaac and Tyrus, or we don't know at the time that you touched the person, was her tumor or tyra. And our Mishnah to Mavur, it's tar midin chazaka. And the bright in the Mishnah here by Nogalecha Balayla, it's Mavur that it's tame. That's a big question that Rishis asks. So Tesis has a tzat to answer the question. Tesis brings out in the Tesefta and Tyrus, it's mavur that this whole machlekes shemayim and chachamim is only by loy ra'u chayim yibarev. That the previous night, you did not see him alive. You don't know. You recently have not seen him alive. Only in that case is there machlekes shemayim and chachamim. But if ra'u chayim yibarev, if yesterday we saw him alive, and even the Chacham agreed that he's tar. So says Tosfos, then maybe our case, by an Isha, because she did a Bedika, whenever it was, a couple of days ago, she did a Bedika. So that Bedika should make it like Ra'u Chaim Yibarev. And that's why in our Mishnah it's tar. Mashinkin by Noga Becha Baila, it's tame. That's Tosfos' idea to answer the Kasha. Says Tosfos, we can't say that. Why not? Because Ishanami came to Shchichi Badamim, so it doesn't have the mile of Ruach Haim Yibarev. So Akubanam Teis is left with the question, what's the difference between Isha and Nagam Becha Balayla? If you hear this question, Teis is Mechadish, and the Maisa, this Tumah is only Tumah Dirabban, and a Choymer for Truman Kachin. So we have to explain the Gemara later. The Gemara used it by us. Even the Kula, we'll see soon how Tez explains that. However, they are reshading that whole that this is a din d'oraisa. Before getting to the rayas, the Shev Shmaitza in Shmaitza Gimel Perakei is Kofir Bakol. He says that no one can argue on Tezis. That a divar Tez Mukhrochimim, whole din is a din d'rabbanah. But the other Achronim are medayik from certain Rishonim, they hold that it's alright. So we'll first start with the Raya that even the Shemite himself brings. From Tais Ruri, Kiddushin Ayin Tess. Before we'll tell you that it's Taraisa. We'll see in 1 second what that Hezber is. No, the Achronim are also medayik from the Rambam that brings all these din in Bistama. The Rambam does not say that it's only by Truman Kachim. It's mashma that it's Mikra Din. And also from the Ramban and the Rashbi here, the Mishnah Melech is Machiach, this is a din d'oraisa. So if this is d'oraisa, why is it d'oraisa? And why is it different than Isha? And all other cases, we go with Chazaka de Meikara. Why do we hear not with Chazaka de Meikara? So take this one by one. The Yeshiva doesn't understand them. Try to understand the klal of Kol Tumas Kishas Mitziyosan. It's a very, very big Yisoid. And Shas, what the meaning of Shas Mitziyosan is. So first start with Tzayim, Tzachim of Tzadi Aleph. And the Achronim deal with. Tzayim says, it says there in the Mishnah, that if someone had a wall fall on him, we don't know whether he's alive or not. And someone is going to try to save him, to get him out of this gal, this pile of rocks. So it says there in the Mishnah, that we're allowed to shech the Korban Pesach also including this person that's the Hatzalah member. It's going to save the person underneath the pile of rocks. Even though it could be that he became Tame, if the person that the rocks fell on him died, so now the person that's trying to save him will be Tame with Tumas Meis, Tumas Oyel. But see, we can still assume that he's going to be Tar, therefore we can include him in our Chabura of a Korban Pesach. However, says the Mishnah, that if, after we shechted the Korban, we find that the person under the Gal was dead, and therefore, the one that was on top of him is always Tame. So now the one, that Tola member now has to bring a Pesach Sheni, because he was not Yetzei in the Pesach Rishon, because the Maisei was Tame. That's before there, I'm talking about Sadi Aleph. So ask Saisis, there are different Vasil Shahaya. Why don't we say that when they shechted the Pesach, so the person underneath the Gal was still alive. And therefore, the Hatzalah man is still Tar. And only later on he died. I mean, the person here underneath our Gal has a Cheskas Chayim. We know that he was alive. So we should assume that he's still alive at the time that we shechted the Korban. And only later we should take on that he died. So why are we in Tam in the Mafreya? Answer states this. The cave under Matzah in Mace is on the name of Shemit Chilosa Yomace. So says, because in the end you find that he's dead, so therefore we'll assume that he was always dead. So here this is a problem. Here it says before, this works in the Araisa. Right? Because of this, he has to bring a Pesach Sheni. Obviously that works in the Araisa, it's not Chulin Banazara. Igra didn't say he has to bring another Korba. What happened to the Chazaka Meikara? That group was Tzaisis Kasha. Why do not use the Chazaka the Meikara? Answer says it's because he died. So we say that Mitzchilos Oyamis. So the Taz in Yerodea, some Shin Tzadi Zayin, of Katan Beis, Hilchus Avelos, deals with the question of the Maharam Mintz. The halacha is that if a person is not there when his relative dies, but he hears about it later, so when if it's a shmua kreiva, if the survivor hears about it within 30 days of the p'tira, then he has all dini avilos. But if it's a shmua rechaik, you hear about it more than 30 days ago, 30 days since the p'tira, so then you only have one day of avilos, the next same kekulai, k'mad no avilos. So Maram Mintz dealt with the question that what happens if the person does not know. He hears that his father died, and he doesn't know if it was more than 30 days ago, or within 30 days. Is he knowing that Avelos becomes the tzad, and it was in the last 30 days? Or do we say, no, he's punctured from Avelos? So the Maharam Mintz, not to be Machmir, calls him Chazaka. The person had a Chazaka, that he was originally alive. Now the question is, when did he die? I want to know, did he die 30 days ago? Or within the last 30 days. Chazaka says he died within the last 30 days. Cheskas Chayim. That's the Taz of the Maharam Mintz. The Taz argues, the Taz says that no, that the Gavi Misa, we don't use Chazaka. Rather we say that the person died earlier. Taz brings three Raya's Gedolos to his side. One of them is the Taisim Shachan that we just mentioned. Tosis says, you say, call Tumas Kishas Mitziyasa. Haray, what happened to the cloud of Chazaka de Meikar? Elamai says that has. Even though we find in the Sugin Gitin Daf Chav Ches, there's a Cheskas Chai. The person sends a get to his wife. We can give the get, because we can assume that he's still alive. He has a Cheskas Chai. However, when he dies, then we no longer say, let's assume that he was alive until the last minute. Even though with other chazakas we do say that. By Nida we say that even though she sees Dam now, still take on that she was Tahira until the last minute. But Lagabe Chaim, I don't say that. Why not? Explain to Taz. Haray, everyone is eventually going to die. Beis moyed l'kol chai. It's unavoidable. Everyone has to die. So memela, when a person is actually dead, Chazak can't say that, wow, everyone is eventually going to die. So Mela, when the Nidan is he alive? The Chazaka can tell me that he's still alive. But if the Nidan is, when did he die? The Chazaka can't say, I take on that he's alive until he died. Hare, the fact that he died, he was supposed to die. It's not a Chiddush that he died. Everyone is going to die. So Mela, the Chazaka does not allow me to say that Hashtu Demis. The only time we say that is because when a Chazaka is supposed to take on and forever Betzim, it's supposed to go. It's never supposed to change. So when we see a change, we say, well, that's a chiddush. We don't take on that a change at the last minute. Hashem Gabe Misa, when everyone has to die eventually, so Mimela, the Chazaka, is not able to say that Hashtu in the Mis. That's the Svar of the Taz. And he learns Shana Teis and Pesach. The fee is that it's a hard also posh that this din of Naga Bechavah is the Araisa. Teis is quoting this din. Even though we have Chazaka the Meikara, that's not applied to Misa. When we see that it actually died, person actually died, we can no longer say to use this Chazaka, Chazkas Chaim, say the Hashu the Meis. Rather, we take on that other Abba, Meikara the Meis. And that's why the person who's touched him would be Tamei. That is the Mahalach of the Taz to explain this then. The Taz L'Meis is coming to explain the Tezim Sochem that we mentioned. Lachari doesn't explain the Ikar Din of Shas Matiyasan. It's before in the Gemara by us, also by a machat that's broken. You also say called Tumas Kashas Matiyasan. And there, Lachari, you don't have the Svar of the Taz. So numerous Mishnais and Tyrus. Lachari don't work so well with this. I mentioned the Klav Kashas Matiyasan. Don't work so well with the Klav of the Taz. Taz wasn't coming to explain that. Taz was coming to explain the Din, the Maisa. Why in the Taz and Psochim, do we say that Tomil Mafremi Daraisa calls because of call Atumas Kishas Mitziyasa? Well, we have already in the Rishonim that are coming to stay in the cloud. They are the sacred cloud. Call Atumas Kishas Mitziyasa works me Daraisa, and it works both Latami and Latire. It's the Pasha of the Gemara here that it works even Latire. And they are that also then of Naga Becha Balaila is even Latami. Midaraisa, Lagabe Chulin. The Chorin Mar Medagdish from Estimas Arambam. Chacham Tzvi and Simin Gimel. Other Chorin Mar Medagdish of the Rambam brings all these dinim of Kol Tumas Kishas Metziyosan. And he's on Mechalik that it's only Lagabe Truman Kachim. It's Masha applies even Lagabe Chulin. What's the pshat? We know that always Chazaka de Meikara works against the Chazaka de Hashta. Chazaka de Meikara is Machriya. That you go with it, like we see in our Mishnah by Nita and other places. Go with Chazaka de Meikara. So how come over here, we say they call it Umas Kishas Metziyasa. There are a few drachim in the Rishayim to explain this. First, start with the Tezerid, because that's the most famous. Shmaitza made it famous, because he quotes him and he argues with him. Tezerid says the following in Kiddush Nafayin Tes. Tezerid asks, Maishna, by our Mishnah, by Shammai and Hillel, he quotes Chazaka de Meikara. And also in the Sugi, there in Kiddush Nafayin Tes, when a Naira gets Yimani Bagras, we say that Hashtu de Bagra. We don't assume that it was from the, that she got him a Bagaris earlier, only according to Rav, the last day of the 6 months. Then we say that if she gets Yimani Bagras by the end of the day, then we take on that she had it earlier. We don't assume that she got Yimanim earlier. He always goes Chazaka de Meikara. How come by here we say Kol Tumas Kishas Metziyasan? We say when you find the person dead, we assume that he died earlier. Says the Rid, that they're not comparable at all. Why not? Says the Rid, Tehasam is Yalit Tzveika B'tumma Gufa. Tebeinah Dinaga Lirdim Niavis Tumma Yilai. Beinaga Becha Balayla. The topic is in the Tumma itself. Tilka Chaminan Kol Tumas Kishas Metziyasan. Bein Lahachmir Bein Lahakel. Because there, the Nidan is the Tumah itself, therefore we say, Kol Tumas Kishas Metziyasa. Avalach Gabei Nida, Hadam HaMetameh, Boruhu Kiyutameh. the ein boy safik. Elo shel yadanu masai nitmeis ha'isha mimenu. Here the dam is definitely cleared and it's definitely metame. So we don't know when the isha became tame from it. Chinti mani ha'bagrus brurinu mitzuyinim. Elo shel yadanu masai noldu ba'isha. Also, the simani bagrus are clear. So you don't know when she got them. Therefore, the two sugars are not comparable at all. So the Rita is saying that there's a difference. There, by Noga Becha Balayla, the Nidan is he Tame? That's the question. There's a suffix with Tuma Gufa. Shengen by Nido and by Bagrus, the Dam is Barer and the Simonim are Barer. Everything is clear. The question is, when did she become Tame? If you can't compare them. So the Rid's words need explanation in the simple Pashup Shat. What was the Mechala between Naga Becha Balayla and Isha? It's exactly the same case. At the end of the day, the person is definitely dead, and Isha is definitely Tomei. That's sure true. My question is that when I touched the person, was he alive or dead? Who was it when the Isha touched the Tyrus? We want to know whether she was Tomei or Tar. So what in the world is the Chilik of the Rid? And there, you don't know. By here, the Dam is Barer. There also, the Mace is Barer. Question is, when you touched him, was he alive or dead? So it's by the Isha. It's true that right now, the Dam is Barer, but when she touched the Tyrus, did she have Dam then or not? So what's Bechal the Rid saying? The thing that the Pashup Shad in the Rid, he found this, he saw it in Rav Shimon, in Shariyesh or Sharish Beis, Parakeet Beis. So there's a big difference in the type of suffix by an Isha and by a Mace. By a Mace, the question is negated to us. When I touched the Mace, was you alive or dead? That's the question that's posed in front of me. When she came by an Isha, the Yisrael of the Shal is negated for herself. What's her din? Is she Tame? Is she Tar? Is she Mutra Labayla? Is she Asher Labayla? That's the nidah that she has the whole day, the whole previous day, was also negated to dinam of herself. Now, Lamaisa, during the course of the day, she didn't have any shayla. But once she finds dam at the end, so that's an oyer shayla that the whole day she really had a suffix. But dinam, they're negated to herself. Al kapanim, the nidah by us negated isha herself. Hashayin by mace, question isn't about him, what's his din? That's all clear. Kovan is alive, then he's alive. Once he's dead, he's dead. The only question is about the Negea. Person that touched him, is he Tamei or Tar? So the Nidun is a different Nidun. It's true, the question is more or less the same. When I touched him, was he Tamei? And Nidun touched Tyrus, was she Tamei? But the Nidun is different. There it's a question about the Isha, and here's a question about the Negea. In Mela, it's also a question of, it's also a difference of what the question is. By the Isha, question is about her, and she's definitely Tommy right now, the Rid says. So the only question is, when did she become Tommy? That's what the question is by the Isha. Mashayim came by the Mace. The question isn't when did he die. The question is, who did I touch? Did I touch a person who was alive? Or did I touch a person who's dead? We know I touched Reuven. Question is, did I touch Reuven in the live state or Reuven in the dead state? That is the question. These are the words of the Rid. That there the question is, what did you touch? Is there a metame? And here it's definitely that she's tame. The only question is, when did she become tame? The Mela says the Rid, there's also an afkamin in the question of kol atumais kishas metiyosan. The Varda kol atumais kishas metiyosan is that what you see is what it is. Where we see the situation now, that says that's somewhat always the case. The Yechidei said anything was different. This is what the situation is now. So we don't be mistapik to say that originally it was different. So we only say that when the question is there a metame? I don't know if there's a metame or not. So if at the end of the day I see there is a metame, I see the person is dead. So I know there's a metame. So I don't know if it's sad, say not that way. All I see is the fact that is that Hashem came by Isha, it's a different question. By Isha, she's definitely Tamei right now. The only question is, when did she become Tamei? So that's the case. The fact that you see that she's tummy right now doesn't tell me when she became tummy. Tummy is that, that tells me that there's tumma. So if the question is there tumma? Seeing tumma right now says that there's tumma. By nature, we know that she's definitely tummy. So the tumma now doesn't tell me that. The whole question is when? Now I have a chazaka to make her say that she's tahira. When that's the mahalach of the rid, the gvaltik mahalach in London to understand the difference in these two sugyas. When do we say kol tumas kashas mitziyasin or not? Meisa the shmeitza, shmeitza gimel, parakein, paragvav. He brings the tezis rid, and he has a lot of questions on the tezis rid. Places that it's mvur, not like this, chorin mvur, not like this, chalak of the tezis rid. I think Levi, this mahalach, most of his questions are answered. Just one example. Shmaita asks from the Mishnah in Tyrus that if we have a Kli Cheres that was in the Oil HaMeitz and there were things inside the Kli Cheres, we don't know if they were Tamei or not. Because if the Kli Cheres was Mukav Tzomid Pasil, then they're Tar. Kli Cheres was not Mukav Tzomid Pasil, they're Tamei. So the Mishnah says that is Kishas Metziyosan. However you find the Kli Cheres right now, we assume that it was that way when it was in the Oil HaMeitz. That's the Mishnah there. So ask the Shemaitza, the Lefi, the Rid, how are there? It's Tumah Vadai. It's Tumah Brura. We know there's a mace. We just don't know if the Kli Cheres is the Kabbal Tumah from the mace. So why do we say Kol Tumas Kishas Metziyos? That's his question. So I think that Lefi, this Hezber, it's not Shver, the question. The word of the Rid is that there's a Chilik when the question is a question of what or a question of when. If the question is when, then we do not say Kol Tumas Kishas Metziyasa. When did Isha become Tamei? We don't say Kishas Metziyasa. The question is what? Tainu, is there Tumah or not? Then I can say it's Kishas Metziyasa. Mimela, by the case of Tamei Pasil, the question is not when did you close your Kli Cheres? That's not the question. Kli Cheres is sometimes used open and sometimes used closed. That's its whole point. You buy a kli. You open it when you want to take things in or put things in or take things out. And you close it when you want to seal it. That's the way that you use a kli. So the question isn't when did the kli open. The question is, what state was it in? Was it when it was in the Oil HaMeitz? Was it in the state of being open or the state of being closed? So the question is, what? What type of kli cheres was in the Oil HaMeitz? And mail on that, it's Shaykh the Din of Kol Tumas Kishas Metziyasa. So, Akubanam, so far we've seen the Yeshita of Taisvis that holds that the whole Din is only Din Drabana for Chaymer of Trum of Kachim, except Taizim Sochim that does say in a certain case. So, we say Kishas Metziyasa Midaraisa, and you mentioned the opinion of the Taz explaining Shaykh and Taisvis that by Misa, there's not Shaykh Chazaka, because once we find the person as being dead, we can't say that he's becheskas not to die, because everyone dies. That is the tesis in that says in Sachem. He mentioned the tesis written in Kiddushin that by a question of when we do not say kol tumas kishas mitziyasan, only by a question of what is there tumah, then we say kishas mitziyasan. Welcome to the Rishonim Bayat that also deal with this question of the Gedr called Tumas Kishas Metziyasa. I also asked the Stira, that the Mishnah called the Noga Becha Balayla from our Mishnah by Nida, or Maimed Arner Chazaka Midaraisa. So the Ramban says that there's a difference. There, we didn't see the person as being alive. Here, she did a Bedika, and you know she's Tahira. She was Hifsika v'Tohara, before she went to the mikvah, she was masik v'Tahira. So now we know she's Tahira. The Ramban brings a right to his teretz. So in the Tosefta, it's mavur, that din is only talking about v'Loira Uchai. For Uchai, then it's Takatar. So that's a riot in the mechalik between Uchai and Loira Uchai. And by Isha as the Maila of Rohu Chai, because she was already biting herself to see that she's tired. That is the Teretz of the Ramban. So as you mentioned before, Taisus already is entertained such a tzadin. But Taisus says you can't say that, because Isha Shrihi Badamim, So it's like an Eina Beduka. Taisa was not willing to be mechalek between then and there. It's called Eina Beduka, and Ish is called Beduka, because Ish is also called Eina Beduka, because she's Shechichi Badami. The Ramban holds, I know that the Shechichi Badami is a Chumra, it's not Mamish Megareya the Chazaka, and Meila, she's called a Beduka. That's the Chilka of the Ramban. So the Pshut of the Ramban is saying, in that case, there's no Chazaka, those are the Ramban's words. The case by Loiru Chaim Berev, there's no Chazaka. The question is, why is there no Chazaka over there? All right, anyone that's dead, we know that they were at one point alive. If we'd be talking about a baby, so maybe he never lived 30 days. He's called an Eifel. Never had a Cheskas Chayim. We're talking about an adult, a grown adult. So even if we didn't see him alive, but he was alive. I mean, that's without a question, without a doubt, that he was for sure alive. If so, why did he not have a Cheskas Taira, Cheskas Chayim, that he was alive? Why do we need to see him? So there are two ways we can understand this. Either it could be that there's a higher level of a chazaka. It's a chazaka that you know that at some point he was alive. But seeing him alive with our own eyes, seeing him alive right now, in Ba'erev, that's a higher level of chazaka. And in order to not say, Kol Tumas Kishas Metziyosan, we need this higher level of chazaka. That's one possibility. Another way to say, which is the Nedib Yehuda, in Evan Ezer, Kama, Simulam and Aleph, that's to say, and no, if there's Takeno Chazaka over here, unless you see him alive, it's not called having a Chazaka. Why not? I mean, we know for sure that he was alive. Says the Nedib Yehuda, Bishlama, Yehuna Yeba Adam Yadua. Vini Yodea, Imzech Chai Ato, Ikvar Meis, Shayeches Koschai. You talk to someone that you know. You don't know if now he's alive or dead. So you have a cheskas chayim. Aval b'negeya b'choyshech b'echod v'eina yodeya klal b'mishin yodeya shaber yesh sofik yim negeya b'chaya b'meis. V'lo yishayach cheskas chayim. Ta'atu leka meis b'kol o'ilo ma'ata. Havadei lesa. Kevin jiyesh meis echod shaber yesh sofik shemenoga b'meis. Says the Nedib Yehuda. When you touch someone, you don't know who it is. So what's the chazaka? Chazaka is that if he was alive before, he's also going to be alive right now. Harry, you don't know about his life before. You just see him in the current state. And Harry, there are dead people in the world. Most of the people in the world are alive, but there are dead people in the world. So there's no chazaka that's going to say, let's take on what we saw until now and take that weiter. That you don't have that original state of what he was until now. Because there definitely are live people and dead people, question is he of the live people, or is he of the dead people? That's the question that you have right now. When you're touching Reuven, and you know who Reuven is, and you know that at a certain point he was alive, so your question is, did Reuven die? But I'm touching Pliny. I don't know who he is, what he is, I don't know what I touched. And how am I? Right, stomach, he was alive. Where's the Mistama? There are dead people. So in that, it's not Shaykh HaChazaka B'chal. That is the Hezra of the Nedi Yehuda. That's the Yerba Divya Ramban. Ramban, when he quotes the Tosefta, he doesn't say Ra'u Chai Mi Ba'erif. Ramban says Ra'u Chai. It sounds like to the Ramban, you don't need the immediate seeing him alive to be a Chazak. We need that at one point he was alive. That you saw him when he was alive to make a Chazak. So, we asked Tarei, but Vade was alive. By that one point, Vade being alive is not going to help me. Because my question is not, did he die or not? The question is he of the dead people, or is he of the live people? Which group is he shaykh to? That's my question. And that, it's not shaykh HaChazak. Kuponim, that's the territory of the Ramban. It's explained that by our Mishnah, when we know that she was Tahira at one point, so we have a chazaka to say that she's not going to be Tameya. And that's what we pass in, to use the chazaka to make her up. Shinkin there, I don't have any chazaka. My question is he of the live people or of the dead people? I don't have any chazaka, and therefore I say, Kol atumah is kishas metziyasa. That's the Ramban. The Rashba quotes the Ramban. But the Rashba says that there's another chiluk. The Ramban himself mentions his chiluk. The Ramban isn't happy with it. Well, what's this chiluk that the Ramban mentions? The Rashba actually agrees with. What's the chiluk? Says the Rashba, by an isha, it's a question of sofek bia. Mashenkin by the maze, it's vadai noga. The Rashba is referring to a Mishnah in Tyrus, where it says there that opinion of Rebbe Lezer, even though Sovei Tumah Bershus HaYochid is Tameh, but if a person doesn't know whether he got anywhere near the Tumah, then we don't say Sovei Tumah Bershus HaYochid Tameh. Mishnah refers to it as Sovek Bia. Meaning the person went into a Bika, and there was Tumah in one Sode, one field there was Tumah. And he doesn't know B'chal if he went into that Sode where the Tumah was. So according to Rebbe Lezer, he's Tahar there. Because it's Sovek Bia. It's Me'echetes, you got anywhere near the Tumah. It's not like you're walking down the street and there was a sheretz and you don't know if you talked to the sheretz or not. So there, you're definitely in the vicinity of the Tumah. Mashenkin over here, even though you went into the Bika, which had in it a Sade, which has Tumah in the Sade, because you don't know if you got in the vicinity of the Tumah Bechlal of the Sade, therefore we don't say, Sovei Tumah Bershus HaYochid. That's the Mishnah there. So the Rashi was seeing this as a mashal for our din also. By the Isha is a Sofek Bia. Sofek whether there was any Shaykhas to Tumah. And therefore she's Tahira. Remember, Maimon her in her Chazak. Mashayin Yein. Benaga Becher Balayla. When you touch someone. So there's a Vada in the Gia. And then in the morning you see that he's dead. So you can't say Meir Yitaisi there was Tumah here. All right, you touched him, and in the morning he's takatame. He's no longer getter of mechitesi. In Memela, it's the chazak, the suffix is a different suffix. But when we can't say mechitesi, there was tumah, and I see tumah in front of me right now, then I say call tumas kishas metzias. That's the word of the Rashba. But you have to understand the chiluk the Rashba gives. Why is isha called suffix bia, and that called vaday noga? Also, by us, the Isha had a Vadei Maga with a Tyrus. The only question is, was she Tomei or not? So that's exactly like the case there. It's true you have a Vadei Noga with the person, but you don't know that he's Tomei. Only in the morning do you know that he's Tomei. So back to the question, Maishan of the Isha and the Noga Becha Balayla. So I think in the Rashi, it's also Muhach, the Chilak we said before, that's the question of what the suffix is. But Isha, the suffix is about the Isha. But Noga Becha Balayla, the suffix is about the Negeya, not about the dead person. So the suffix is about the Isha, so because Vishas Maisa, when she's touching the Tyrus, I don't see any Tumah, so I say, Mechetesi, that she's Tumah. It's like a suffix Bia. But Shane came here, where the question is about you who touched the person, and when we found that person dead. So, here you can't say that Mechitesir is Tumah. You have a Varei Maga with someone who's a Safik Tameh. See, in the morning that he's Tameh. So it's more a Shaila about the previous night. So you have a Varei Maga with the person who's Safik Tameh. So there, I can't use the Chazaka. There I say, Kor Tumas, Kshas Mitziyotzon. Once I see the mace in front of me, then I'm asking him, is he always Tameh? So we ask that it's hard to understand. Why does it have Kamina? We know for sure that he's alive at one point. So you mentioned the Neid of Yehuda. The Neid of Yehuda says Pshat is that if you never knew that he was alive, so then we're not dining on did he die or not, dining on who is he, so then it's not Shaykh HaChazaka. But there's another mahalach in this to explain what the Indian of Ruhu Chaim Yibo'erev, which is the Ridva by us, and also the Makor Chaim, and the Chos Pesach, Simen Tov Samach Zayin, Sifkat and Yud Aleph. And the Neid Yudah there also mentions its Svara, that the Ruhu Chaim Yibo'erev means B'mokoyim Hazeh, B'bayis Zeh. It's not good enough that we know the person is alive. We need to know the person is alive over here. Only way that we can deal that we can be machzik and betayr bechius when we now find him dead is if he was also alive over here. This is mavur in the Ritva and the Nedi Yehuda and the Makor Chayim. That's the pshat. So the Ritva isn't so matter why you need that, but the Nedi Yehuda and the Makor Chayim explain. Just like we see that ein machzik in tumah mimakim lemakim, you find the sheretz in the kupa in one corner. You don't assume the sheretz is here in the other corner. So to ein machzik in tayra mimakim lemakim. The fact that we saw someone alive somewhere else doesn't tell us to assume that he was also alive over here. And in order to be machzik that this makim, that person you touched over here was tar, we need to have seen him alive over here. That's what you said. They say the Makor Chayim is very much marich about this. One other point here about the din of Naga Bechad Balayla is that it's mavur in the Mishnah and the Tosefta Orma Furish that the Taira is only in Rishus HaRabim. That Rav Meir is Matayr. But it's only in Rishus HaRabim. And even the Rabban or Amoide by Ruach Chaim Be'erev, it's only in Rishus HaRabim. But in Rishus HaYochid, it's Mashma that is going to be Tomei. That's a Mashmais. So Tais here, the top Tais on the Omud says that Lefi Chizkiah, even in Rosh Hashanah Yochid, it'll be Tahar. Both by Kupa and by Ruach Chaim Be'erev, if it's Beduka, and Ruach Chaim Be'erev, which is like Beduka, so it's Tahar even in Rosh Hashanah Yochid. That's the opinion of Chizkiah. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, that's Metami by Kupa Beduka, who had in Ruach by Ruach Chaim Be'erev, he'll also be Metami in Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So you see Al Kopanim, if the Pash of the Tosefta, and that's the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan, that there's a chilek between Rosh Hashanah Yochid and Rosh Hashanah Rabbi. So the Rash in Tyrus, Perakei Mishnah Zayin, and this Mishnah says in the fact that we see the chiluk between Rosh Hashanah Yochid and Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, we see that the chiluk of Rosh Hashanah Yochid and Rosh Hashanah Rabbim was even said by Tumah L'Mafreya. All right, this case is also called Tumah L'Mafreya, because right now we see that he's dead, and we want to know what happened when you touched him in the middle of the night. That's a question of L'Mafreya. Because it's a question of L'mafreya. So Mamela, we see that still there's a chilek for Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. The Rash concludes that Hodek Hashal Zemi Reish Nida, Precious Shah. I know all the Rishonim say by us in that base, that why by Isha, by Nida, do we not say Safetim Rosh Hashanah and Safetim Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? They say that by L'mafreya there's no chilek for Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. That is the part of the Rishonim. But the Rash and Lechich from this mission, I like the Rishayin, I like Taisus and the Rishayin. So what do we do with Nida Pirash Tisham, the Rash says. Chaval al de'avdin, that we do not have a Pirash Rash on Meseches Nida. Al-Kobanim, Lefi, the Rash is a Gval de'koy Chachal o'chayra. From this Mishnah, there's no Navkamina between Rosh Hashanah Yochid and Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So how can we answer Taisus? Taisus and all, there is a Chiluk of Rosh Hashanah Yochid and Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. What does Taisus do with this Mishnah? So the Maisa and Taisus, both the Taf Tais by us and the Daf and Aleph, and the Taf Tais and the Gimel and Beis, it seems that Taisus holds that this Chilek of Rosh Hashanah Yochid and Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is only Stam HaChumra. Meaning, Mikra Adin Etzar, even in Rosh Hashanah Yochid over here. Fida Chacham by Ru'u Chaim Yibo'erev, it should be Tar even in Rosh Hashanah Yochid. It's like Beduka, we have no Safik really. And it's Tar even in Rosh Hashanah Yochid. That we're Machmer and Rosh Hashanah Yochid, It's a new chumer drabbana to be machmer Rosh Hashanah Yochid, but it doesn't mean they didn't do the rights of sunday tumah Rosh Hashanah Yochid. The tumah here will only be made drabbanan for truma and kachim. That's what it seems from the thesis. Maisa the thesis Rosh and Daf Beis. Teich Avraham definitely mentions this sad that the whole chumer. He asks in the klal of Lamafreya, why here is it not called Lamafreya? So you won't say that it's tam a chumer of Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Really here you'll be tar even in Rosh Hashanah Yochid. That's how it seems to answer the question of the Rash. There is another way to deal with this question of the Rash. Why is it not called Tavitim Rosh Hashanah Yochid Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? Based on what we said before from the Tzairit and the Rashba, that here the Nidan is on the Isha. By Nidan, the Nidan is on the Isha, she herself has the Nidan. So she thinks she's Tahira, and only later she finds out. So that's a question of L'mafreya, because with Shas Meisah, she thought there was no problem. The Shmaitz is Mazvir, that there was no Reis of Bishaitai. That's the reason, that's the mile of Savitu, of why it's only called the Mafreya, because Shas Meis, there was no Reyes. Masha'in Kain, by Lagabecha Belaila. So here, Bishas Meis, you had a Safik. When you touched him, you had a Safik. The question is you, not him. So you, the question is there, Bishas Meis. You might not be aware of the question until the morning when you see that he's dead. But Bishas Meis, you touch someone, you don't know who he is, you're already getting yourself into a Safik. So could be that that's not called the question of Lamafreya. Another point here is the din of the Iker Machlekes, Rabbi Chizkin Rabbi Yechanan, by Machzikin Tumim Mimakum Lamakim. Rabbi Yechanan holds Machzikin Tumim Mimakum Lamakim. And Chizkin says, Ein Machzikin Tumim Mimakum Lamakim. So one would understand this, for me, I thought this is Machlekes, in Dine Tumim and Taira, or Machzikin Mimakum Lamakim. But the Rashbun Ksubis already broadens our mind. Rashman Ksukas Tafayin Heim at base. The Gemara there says, Kan Nimsu Kan Hoyu. We find movement in the Rosh Hashanah Av, that we take on that they happened in his Rosh Hashanah, even before Erisin. We find that she has movement after she's married, when she's Rosh Hashanah Baal. So Kan Hoyu. We take on that happened over here. So the Rashman says, this is the same Yisoy, like we say in the beginning of Nida, the Ein Machzikin Mimokoy Mimokoy. We see a problem in one place, you don't apply it to somewhere else. We see the problem is only over here, it does not apply to somewhere else. And the Rashi later on there on the Vayin Vav explains the opinion of Ravashi that we don't say Kanitsu Kanoyu. Says the Rashba that Ravashi holds only Labi Tuma. We say Ein Machzikin Mimakum Lamakim. Al Mamayna Layam Rina. The moment we are Machzikin Mimakum Lamakim. So the Rashi has already told us that this Sugya Be'etzim is a wider Sugya. We see a problem in one place, do we apply it somewhere else? Or do we say that Reyes said the loyim mechazin and loyim mechazkinon? If here everything was okay, then we don't apply to the problem somewhere else. We only find problems here. May it taste they apply in other places. Similar to what we find that nistach basadeu. If the problem is in your it happened by you, then we assume that it's your fault. Maz loy gora. So to hear that we find the sheret over here, then we can't assume the sheret to somewhere else. Tavka over here, do we see the sherets? This is the Rashba. This is the Yisrael of the Rashba. Before in the Rashba, that Baker we hold that Ein Machzikin Mimakum Lamakim. Mechayer, the Rashba is connected to our Sugya. That's only the sheet of Chizkiyah. But Rabbi Yechanan holds that Machzikin Mimakum Lamakim. The Rambam passes like Rabbi Yechanan. Does the Rashba mean to say that the Halacha is like Chizkiyah? It could be, but it's very sosum in the Rashba. The Rashba doesn't get into it. That is a Machlekes here in our Gemara. What we've more seen that the Rashba holds is that Rabbi Yechanan was only a chumra and truma and kachim, but Mikra didn't even Rabbi Yechanan holds that ein machzikin mimakum lemakim. We find this concept also in the Magen Avraham in Simen Tov Samech Zayin Sifkaton Hay. Sorry, Sifkaton Chof Hay. End of the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says, person is cooking something on Pesach, and you take it off the fire. You come back an hour later and it's already cooled down, and you see a piece of wheat in your soup. Geferlach, chametz asher b'mashu. So says the Magen Avraham, everything is okay, don't worry. Just throw out the wheat, and your soup is still kosher l'Pesach. Why is that? Because ein machzikin mimakum lamakum k'ramina b'reish nida. We only found the wheat in the soup when it was cooled down. We didn't find it when the soup was on the fire. So the meila, ein machzikin mimakum lamakum, we don't assume that this problematic thing, this piece of wheat, was there when the soup was hot to give time. It only came in later on, when the soup was already cooled down. Ein machzikin mimakum lamakim. So the Prima Gadim and the Shev Shmaitza, they asked the Magen Avraham, that Harebi Patan like Rabbi Yechanan, that machzikin mitumah mimakum lamakim. So the Machzah Shekel there says, that the Magen Avraham holds that the Chumar Rabbi Yechanan is only Chumar like Abbe Tyrus. But Mikra didn't even Rabbi Yechanan agrees that ein machzikin mimakum lamakim. Therefore, your Pesach soup is still kosher Pesach. It's not necessary from this piece of wheat because ein machzikin mimakom lemakom. Another point in the Gemara here, Gemara brings down by the burnt sherets and the broken machat. So Gemara says that you're metarim because kol tumas kashas mitziyosam is ishei mishnah and tyrus. So Taisa here is bothered. Hare Taisa says that I told you the klal. That kol tumas kashas mitziyosam is only a chumrah. the true man kodshim. And here we see it works even the kula. It's mitar the sheretz and the machat. Sorry, mitar the tyrus. Says Tosfos, no, it's not a sira. Because here, the reason we're mitar is because the tyrus have a cheskos tyra. We're not mitar because of the klal of kol atumus kishas mitiyason. Rather, the reason is because the sheretz and because the tyrus have a cheskos tyra, remind me them and they're a cheskos tyra. That is the opinion of Tosfos. So the Achronim ask, why do you use the cheskos tyra of the tyrus? Haray, the machad had a chazaka that it was not broken. And the sheretz has a chazaka that it's not burnt. So let's be maimed them and their chazaka. Why are we maimed the tyrus and the tyrus of the chazaka? So there are two main drachim in the Achronim when they had answered this question. The chidud halachas here says, Gvaltike Yisoid says that if we're dining on when did the machad break, then you're right, there's a chazaka de meikara that it broke later. And therefore, when it fell on the tyrus, it was still shalim, and it was matami them. That's if the nidun is when the machad broke. Says the chidur alochus, the nidun is not when the machad broke. The real nidun is, when did the machad fall on the tyrus? Did it fall on the tyrus before it was broken, or after it was broken? That's the nidun. If that's the nidun of when did the machat fall on the tyrus, the melech not shaykh a chazaka. Chazaka says the machat broke later. But I'm not dining on the machat, when did the machat break. I'm dining when it fell. There's no chazaka that the machat didn't fall. So dining, did the machat fall when it was still shalim and it was metame? Or the machat fell after it was already broken and it's not metame? That's the nidoin. The melech on this is not shaykh a chazaka. That's the Gevaldige Yisoid of the Chidur Halachos. That's this Mahalach. The Mekor Chaim, in Simitov Samach Zayin, Tivkot Zin Yeralef, the one we quoted before, says that Pshat and Tzayis says that there's Tarki L'Tivusa. That we have the Tcheskos Tyrus, and we have the Shavar L'Faneinu. And we hold that Be'etzen there is Shaykh Chazok Adamei Kara on the Machat that was not broken. But connected to Chazok Adamei Kara in the Machat, we have the Cheskos Tyrus, and also the Harei Shavur Lefanecha. So because of those two things together, that's why it works to be Mitar. Like we have from the site, the Tarki L'Reisa goes against the Chazaka D'Meikara, and it's Machri B'Vados. That's the Mahalach of the Makor Chayim. The I forgot to mention, I said before there were only two Mahalachim, but I said there are really three Mahalachim, is the Shev Shmaitza. Shmaitza Gimel Parakei. He says in Pshat and Tzayis, there's a reason that it's Torah, is because it's Ein Bo Das Lishoya. You have a Sheretz and a Tyrus, and no one there is any Das Lishoya. That's why it's Torah. I Tzayis says the Cheskos Tyra, says the Shmaitza, that even the din of Ein Bo Das Lishoya does not work when there's a Cheskos Tuma. Because the Chazok of the Machat would be stronger. The Chazok of the Machat works even connected, even in B'mokom that it's Ein Bo Das Lishoya. That's why Tosfos needs that there's a Cheskos Tyra. But La'olam, it's not really because of the Cheskos Tyra itself, and rather B'tziruf, that is Ein Bo Das Lishoya. Kavaitra in the Gemara brings the Mishnah by Kikar, Agabi Adaf, Madav Tomi Munach Tachtov, to its Torah. The Gemara later asks, that why don't we say it's something to him, but say Yochet Tomei on this Kikar? Chayrit Shver, Hare, this is a Shail of Lumafreya. Hare, when you left the kikar, everything was okay. You come back into the room, and the kikar is on the floor. So it's a shailu, what happened when you were out of the room? Shailu v'lumafreya. Why do we not say in the Sefik Tumah, why in the Gemara, although we do say in the Sefik Tumah, Shayach HaTameh? Hare, Tosfos tells us, by shailu v'lumafreya, we don't say Sefik Tumah, Shayach HaTameh. So I saw in the Shurim from Rabbi Folsom Levitz, that he says that it's not shaykh here, the din of Tosfos. Because the part of Tosfos, as we mentioned before, is when there's no reis. At the time that we were dining on, we didn't have a reis there b'chlal. But here the madof is in the room. There's definitely a potential metame in the room. So you don't know what happened. But the potential of tumah is here. So we can't say that everything is okay b'shaytah. Once there's the tumah is around, then it's no longer shaykh to say that it has the word of the Torah of Lamafreya. That's why the Gemara held that we should say here, so they remember should say Yochid Tami. Now go back to the Gemara to explain the Shita of the Chachamim by Meis Leis. Mar wants to know my time, I would do Rabbana. So Teis Arash here, and Teis in Gittin Teflam and Aleph, and Meirer, and the Mishnah there says that a person puts fruits on the side to be Trumas and Maestras, and he's constantly mafresh to those to be his Trumas and Maestras, and then he finds that they're missing, so he's Cheshish Meis Leis. For the last 24 hours, he's Cheshish that wasn't good. Before then, it's good. For the last 24 hours, it's not good. There, the Gemara doesn't ask my time that we made 24 hours. The Gemara is okay with that. The Afka here, the Gemara asks my time. So they explain that the Gemara here was bothered that here there's clear gather. Shammai said that there's nothing to be cheshish for. Chazakar, all the different svaras, there's no cheshash. And it's 100% good. And Hillel said no. Hillel said we're cheshish. And Hillel said mipkida lepkida. So the Gemara here is asking the Chachamim, who do you hold like? If you hold like Shammai, they never then die a shaita. If you hold like Hillel, then you pkido lepkido. Where do you get this middle ground of me'es leis? Where does that come from? It doesn't make sense with any of the shitas. That's the Gemara's question here. So the Gemara answers that the Chachom tignu lam to Bnei Yisrael to be bodek shachar zvarvis to hold l'abarka yisida ina yisera. We constantly heard to miss out an extra ina because she did not do the bedika. The glaring question in the Gemara here is the Gemara is dealing with the second Aina. The first 12 hours. What about the last 12 hours? Why are we geyser on that? The Gemara never clearly explains why we were geyser. If these Chachamim hold like Hillel, then it should be even Mipkida Lepkida. Elamai sounds like they really hold like Shammai. That really should be Meis Leis. Should be a gzeira to add on an extra Aina. But where do we get the first Aina from? That's the Pella. So the Chidur Halachas with a Daf Beis, and again over here, he says that the reason the first Oina is because the Beis Arechem can be, the Kaisle Beis Arechem can be minded down for 12 hours. Then really needs a home like Hillel. And Hillel says that we're Chayshish. But there has to be a Mokum for the Chash. Only the Kaisle Beis Arechem can be minded down. So the crazy Beis Arechem can be minded down for 12 hours. So for 12 hours, we're Chayshish Mikra Adin. And the 12 hours before that, the first Aina, that is a Knas. That's how he explains. It's definitely very awesome in the Gemara to explain in such a way. Gemara doesn't make any mention of that. Whereas he learns this from Rashi and Abbeyez of an Aleph. Rashi and Abbeyez of an Aleph says, Shalom the Chachomim. Rashi Divir Maskel. Like a divreze, divade kule ha yomim rabim loy mugmi le crazy beis arech. The reason Chacham argue on Hillel is because the crazy beis arechem cannot be my medam for so long. So simply want to read the Rashi. It's not so long, only 24 hours. Chidur Halachas wants to explain Shad and Rashi. It means only 12 hours. It can be my med, and the other 12 hours is a gzera. Another aura here is in Rashi by us. Rashi divmesel shachris. Rashi says that this takana was made to be retired the tires of 24 hours of the previous Aina. She does the bedika at night and she finds them. So because Chazal or Misakin that she should also do the bedika in the morning, therefore the tires of the previous night are tar. If she would not have done a bedika in the morning, then they would have a suffix. That's what Rashi says. Mashmoyt of Rashi, Lehedya, is that those would be Usr Me'ikar Adin, from the one of the previous night. Hey, why would those be Usr? Before the Gemara, it's only Mishum Aknas. What's the reason to Usr the Tyrus of the previous night, Me'ikar Adin? See, there are big problems here in the Pashim Shad and the Gemara. So the Mashmoyt Advarim would be to say, like the Chazonish says in Sibin Tzadi Zayin Tzivkot and Aleph, Halderach Zeh and Sefer Mein Avtoyach, Par Memvav, that the Ikar Takana of Shachris Arvis was said as a Milo. Chazal wanted you to that it should be Mizbar 100%. Not be soimich on the fact that the Kaisi Beis Arechem are in Maimidam so long. He wanted it to be Mizbar 100%. That's why they were mistaken to the Vedic Shachris and Arvis. And when Rashi says that the Yotu Elu Mechal Safik, Rashi doesn't mean that they would have been Tomei Meikar Adin. Meikar Adin, they would have been Tar, those ones from 24 hours, from the previous night. And even could be the Tars of this Aina would be Tar Meikar Adin. Chazal were mistaken to be Vedic, so that it should be clear. That it should be verified, it should be known as a fact that the Tyrus are Tar. So that's Iker Takana. The Takana was not said to actually be mighty the Tyrus, to save the Tyrus. Takana was said to be Mevarer, the Kashrus of the Tyrus. But the Maisa, it also works to be Metire them. Once Chazal made this Takana that you should clarify it 100% Ayadei Bedikas, so now if a person does not do a Bedika, so now we're Chayshish. That's good for what Chazal said. Be Baidek and be Mevar. So once there is a Takana to be Baidek, now that they said be Baidek, the Nichol Nikr Takana is you should be Baidek at night to be Mitar the Tars of the day. That means that if you find shit that she's Tomei at night, the Tars of the day are Tomei. That was good for the Takana. So that was the Shlav Aleph of the Takana, was they said to be Baidek and be Mevarer. And therefore, if you find Tumah in this Oina is Tumah. But the previous Oina should be Tar. Because Lamaisa, the Ikur Takana was said on each Oina. Be Baidik this Oina, at the end of this Oina, to Mitar the Tires of this Oina. Be Baidik at the end of the day, to Mitar the Tires of the day. So when you find Tumah, the Tires of the day are Tumah. But the previous night should be Tar. So that's why we need a Knas over here to add on the previous Oina. And that because she was not Mekai in the Takona, so also the previous owner were going to be Metami. That's the Kripshat in the Gemara here, the Chazanish and the Main Aftoyach, to say that's the Iker Takona. So, everything is Miyoshev. Rashi says in the Mishnah, Kuli Hai Loi Mukmi Beis Arechem Dam. Rashi means that we're not Chayv, that this Takona didn't go further back. Why were they only Misakein to add on one more Oina, 24 hours? Why didn't they make it 36 hours or 48 hours? The answer is because more than 24 hours, according to the Chachamim, the Beis HaRechem is not minded down. That's that. But the Iker Takana, though, was said to not be Soimich and the Chazaka, rather be Baidik. So therefore, the Mertami, this Oina Maker Adin, and also the previous Oina Mishum Knas. And the lashon of the Mishnah that takana to be mitar tayr shalemish is that it lemaisa works in mitar them when you're baidik, if you're mekayin the takana and you're baidik, so and she's tar, so then will not be mitami these tayrus. If she did a bedik in the morning and she found that she was tar, and then she does a bedik at night and she finds that she's tamei, so lemaisa the bedik in the morning worked to be mitar the tayrus of the nights, because if she would not have done that bediko, he would have been metame all of those tyrus the mafreya mitzah the din of tumas meislays. That's the most glatz mahalach to explain the Gemara here and Rashi. Afterwards, we have the sugya of yesh lavest daya shaita, which is also related to the Gemara and Daf Hey. So we'll leave that for right now. We'll speak about that tomorrow's daf. Adgan for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Maclemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.